The Spur of the Moment podcast is proudly presented by Shane Dagey, Realtor of Always Here Properties. Selling your home, buying your home, first-time buyers, investors, and seasoned home buyers. Call or text 512-540-1626, and I'll be glad to help with all of your real estate needs. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey.
And I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode 26 of Spur of the Moment podcast.
Coming at you from Simonator Studios in the heart of Texas, we have a good one to cover tonight. The Spurs were 131-106 victors over the Houston Rockets. Great night for the Spurs. A lot of fun had in this game, highlighted by a DeJounte to Keldon alley-oop. That was a special play. But it was just a great night for the Spurs. Drew, what are your thoughts about tonight's game?
Yeah, that was a great game all-around team win. We had six players in double figures, and as a team, we shot 57% from the field and 46% from three. We were hitting everything, especially DeJounte and Keldon Johnson. Keldon Johnson had a phenomenal night. So did DeJounte Murray.
Yes, and Keldon was a good one. He was my last episode's player to go off, and tonight go off he did. Just a great night for Mr. Keldon Johnson. But we'll get to that here in a second as we get to our top two, bottom two segment. Drew, start us off with your top two.
Yeah, I think the whole starting lineup is a candidate for the top two. But my first top two is I've got Keldon Johnson, who Dad predicted to go off today, and he was just phenomenal. He scored 28 points, 7 rebounds, shot 3 of 6 from the 3-point line, 11 of 17 from the field. And if you care about plus-minus, Keldon Johnson had a plus 25. That is pretty good if you care about that stat. And my second top two, I've got Jakob Poeltl, who scored 21 points, 10 rebounds, shot 9 of 15 from the field in 33 minutes. He was very good. Those are my two top twos.
All right. And now it's my turn. And number one, and this one was without question, just by him getting in the game tonight, Mr. Zach Collins, first NBA basketball game in 573 days. Zach Collins getting in with the Spurs. But also, he showed a little something to me tonight. Now, just to take you back on some Zach Collins history for those of you that don't know, he was the 10th pick overall in the 2017 draft. We got him at a little bit of a bargain from the Portland Trailblazers because he's been injured most of his career. Now, here's the thing about Zach Collins, and those of y'all that know Gonzaga basketball, he was definitely a player for them, but in his NBA career, he had successful left labrum surgery, which is in your shoulder for those of you that don't know where the labrum is. But he was out for 4 months. He comes back, and on December 30th of 2020, almost a year later, he had surgery in his medial malleolus stress, which is a stress fracture, which is in his ankle. Missed the entire season. Then, on June 29th, 2021, which happens to be my birthday, he refractured his foot. So he's been injury-riddled his whole career. But him getting in the game tonight, it was awesome to see. He knocked down a three. He scored 10 points, had 7 rebounds, and had 2 steals. Zach Collins was my number one of my top two, and it was without question. The second he got in the game, I was just happy for him. And then he continued to show out and did some good things for us. And then now kind of creates some questions for us going forward. Does this affect Jock Landale's minutes? Does it affect Drew Eubanks' minutes? How does this make the Spurs going forward? That'll be an interesting storyline to follow. My second one of the top two was Mr. Dougie McBuckets. Tonight, he had 19 points and was 5 of 6 from the three-point line. Dougie McBuckets had a lot of buckets tonight, and it was awesome for him. So that's my top two, and you could have given it to a lot of Spurs tonight, but that's who I chose. Now, let's get to the bottom two. And our bottom two, Drew, do you want to talk about what we're going to do for our bottom two? Because we started combing stat sheets and watching the game and trying to see who our bottom two was. And some games, we just can't come up with one, so we kind of develop a new rule. Drew, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so since we dominated the Rockets tonight by 25, we came up with a new rule that nowadays, every single game that we win by 15, there we will be marking bottom two off of our list. We will not be doing bottom two when we win by 15.
That'll be excellent. It'll keep the good times rolling. We're all about positive vibes here. And so if we get a 15-plus point win, we're not going to find a bottom two from here on out. So in our production meeting, we talked about that, and that's what it's going to be. So now let's go to the segment of our show called The Question of the Day. As always, you can email us at spurspodcast99@gmail.com or text us at 512-540-1626. This question comes from Benny in San Diego, California. Here's what Benny had to say. Hey guys, thank you for doing this podcast. It's been special for me to keep up with the Spurs far from home. My question for you is, what game do you predict Greg Popovich becomes the all-time winningest regular season coach? Now, to cover that, we're at 20 wins. Win number 26 of this season makes him the all-time winningest regular season coach. And so that's something we're kind of watching out and looking for. So Drew and I did our research on which game that we think he's going to be the all-time winningest regular season coach. And Drew, I'll let you go first.
Yep, I'll go first. And I have Greg Popovich and the Spurs beating the Hornets on March 5th. And I believe that he will be taking over as the all-time regular season winning coach on March 5th. That is my bold prediction, and let's see what happens. We'll come back to that on March 5th.
Okay. My prediction is March 16th. It's a home game in San Antonio against the Oklahoma City Thunder. So I think March 16th is when Popovich is going to break the record, and there's going to be a lot of news and notoriety, so may want to get your tickets for that one now. All right. So let's go to this day in Spurs history. Drew?
Yes, we're going to take us back to February 4th, 1992, where we beat the Portland Trailblazers 95-88. We had some incredible stat lines to cover, which we had David Robinson scoring 23 points. He also had 11 blocks, which is insane. Yes. 11 blocks, 14 rebounds. And he was phenomenal that night. We had Sean Elliott, who scored 14 points, made 6 shots. He was pretty well. Then we had Rod Strickling, who scored 16 points, 4 assists, 5 of 12 from the field. Those were a couple of guys that did good. David Robinson with 11 blocks. That is really phenomenal. So that was this day in Spurs history.
Yeah, Hot Rod Strickland was another one of my favorites. But to get back to the 11 block shots, we may not see that again for another decade. That is unreal, and it speaks to why Mr. Robinson is a Hall of Famer like he is. Number 50s, jerseys hanging in the rafters. And so every time you go to a Spurs game, check it out and just remember how great he was. All right, so thank you for this day in Spurs history, Drew. Now we're going to preview our upcoming game. The next game, we've got some time off now. This is one of the longest stretches of time off the Spurs will have had, but they don't play till Wednesday of next week. They're going to travel to Cleveland. Spurs will be at Cleveland on Wednesday, February 9th. It'll be a 6 p.m. start Central Time. Drew, what can you tell us about the Cavaliers?
Yeah, so the Cavaliers are coming off of a huge win tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. They beat them by 1 point, 102-101. They're sitting fourth in the Eastern Conference. They're sitting pretty in the Eastern Conference. They're doing well fourth behind the Bulls and those type of teams. Then they also have a lot of good players. Darius Garland, who got his first All-Star selection yesterday. He scored 19. He's averaging 19 points, 8 assists. Jared Allen, I feel like he got snubbed from the All-Star game. He's averaging 16 points and 10 rebounds. Evan Mobley, early Rookie of the Year candidate. He's averaging 15 points, 8 rebounds. And Kevin Love, 14 points, 7 rebounds. The Cavaliers are very good at running the post lineup. They have like 3 posts that are really good in this NBA.
Yeah, so the Cavs have been a surprise team this year in the NBA. And I actually went to the game in San Antonio a couple weeks ago when we played them. And just their size and length really stood out to me. One guy that we'll follow up to see if he ends up playing. If you know who Lauri Markkanen is, he was in a lot of Spurs rumors this offseason, but he's out, and he's been out for the last few games. We'll see if he comes back, but they're long, and they're a very talented team. I made the comment with my wife as we were watching that game in San Antonio, is that the Cavs threw more alley-oops in one night than I've ever seen. It was unbelievable. They threw a ton of alley-oops that night. I think they ended up getting us by 3 or 4 points in that game. So it's going to be definitely a challenge for the Spurs, but we're going to have some fresh legs. I mean, that Wednesday night game is going to give us a lot of time, especially with the good vibes after this big win. So you never know how that one's going to shake out. And that, what is that, the beginning of the rodeo road trip? Yep. So we always know that the Spurs are going to be on the road for quite a while in the month of February as the San Antonio Stock Show and Rodeo goes down. All right, so that's the upcoming game Wednesday. Now let's get into our player that we think is going to go off and our prediction for this game. Drew, start us off.
Yes, so my player to go off is I'm going to go with Blockham Pirtle. Again, I pick him a lot because he's very good. He always gets about 10 rebounds a game and 2 blocks. So I'm picking Joachim Poeltl to have another good game like he did tonight. So that's my player to go off is Joachim Poeltl. And my prediction for the game is I've got the Cavs winning by 6. I hope I'm wrong because I hope the Spurs win, but I got the Cavs winning by 6.
All right. So that brings it over to me, and I think for me, my player to go off for the Spurs, because I'm going back to the last time we played the Cavs, and I'm also just remembering of what kind of game that Keldon Johnson had tonight. I think he's going to continue that. I've called him. This is going to be second. This is the first time I've done the same guy to player to go offs in a row, but I think Keldon's going to have another great night. And I think the Spurs are going to drop that game by 7 points. I think it's going to be a tough one for them starting the road trip. I think the Cavs are that good, and just it creates some matchup problems. That night when we played them earlier in the year, which was I'm trying to get back to the date on that one. That was the 14th of January. DeJounte ended up with 30 points, so keep an eye on him as well. He had a great night. He had 30 points and 14 rebounds that night, so he's another one to keep an eye on. But I'm sticking with Keldon Johnson.
I would pick DeJounte Murray every game, honestly, but I don't do that because it's kind of just...
Yeah, he's that great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have a lot of love and respect for DeJounte, but we're also trying to keep it fresh because we know he's going off every game.
Yeah.
So mine's going to be Keldon, and I think the Spurs... are going to drop that game. Did I tell you by how many points?
You told me 7.
Yep, 7 points. So I think it's going to be a tough one on the beginning of the road trip, but you never know, and I hope I'm wrong. 100% hope I'm wrong. One more thing before we wrap up this episode. I want to touch on the G League Spurs. They played tonight as well and got a 109-104 win over the Oklahoma City Thunder's G League team. The leading scorers for tonight were Damian Dotson. He had 22 points, and Jalen Morris had 19 points. So just keep your eye on the G Leaguers because, as you know, when injuries and COVID and a lot of things happen, it's always important to know who's gonna step up in the future or who the Spurs may need in the future. But anyway, that's a G League game. But most importantly, the San Antonio Spurs had a great win tonight. Again, 131-106 over the Houston Rockets. Thanks for joining us on the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm going to wrap it up and I'm going to turn it over to Drew.
Yep, thank you for joining us, and go Spurs, go!